Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Damn, dog, what a week. I hear Tolesmo is still trending right now, man.
Yeah, I saw that, bro. Hey, that's the... Everybody's been talking about that.
That's good. People must talk, man.
Yeah, everyone. Even at Kaya, you know what I mean? Like, in the corridors, you'd hear people discussing it. Because it's a huge issue.
It is.
Very sensitive as well. So, got people talking.
And you, ghost lady at your church, are people talking about it?
I'm sure in between prayers, they are.
Are you still
big
on church?
Yeah, like I believe in Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Listen, don't touch my, you know, anointed side. But regarding this whole
toilet. Is it true that churches in SA don't get text?
They don't get text?
Yeah.
No.
That would make sense. Why everybody's opening a church, yeah?
But it depends how you, if it's, because obviously there's the NGO side and that's the, you know, obviously if it's an NGO, it's not text.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of, you know, in-betweens. It's not just straightforward like that.
Just say,
what
are
you saying?
Fake checker, please check for us.
She's trying to dribble us, man.
Just say, Angaz. Fake checker's here for that. Don't worry.
There's a lot of entities to it. If it's an NGO, then it's not text, you know.
Uh-huh.
But if
so which ones are text?
If your organization, if it's, if you, when you start the church and obviously open it as a business, that's going to be text, you know. There'll be text implications to that.
So then why would you start a church and open it as a business if you can open it as an NGO?
I don't know. I guess it's just based on choice, you know, which one is better for you. But if you want to actually give it that element, obviously there's an employment and everything, that all those things will be taxed.
You got something for us there, Fetchaka? Let's hear.
It does state under the SARS does state that religious institutions are tax exempted as they fall under NGOs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you have a church or you're a church owner, you do not have to pay tax.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, hey, I want to open, I'll register as a company.
You can register it, but as an NGO.
Churches are registered as an NGO,
yes.
Essentially.
Yes,
okay,
essentially.
Fair enough.
That's why you get what Basta Bushiri and all those guys flocking in.
Basta?
I mean, Pastor Bushiri.
Wow.
Pastor Bushiri would be a fucking problem, dog. Stealing money and pedophile at the same time. Fuck, and hell. Bad combo, dog.
What were you
Major
saying?
Major one prying on minor ones. Fucking hell.
What were you Pastor saying on Tolesmo?
No, I was also. I remember when I asked you guys, like, okay, just give me, like, hint into how the whole interview went. And you guys, like, oh, no, watch. I was so shocked, guys. Yeah. I did watch it, and I think for me, where everything went like completely haywire was when he said this woman literally went as far as saying that the aura, his aura, I was like, women are trashing in this state. Yeah. Guys, no.
True story. Like, we couldn't believe it when he was telling us that. I was like, that's
bro.
Nuts.
And that's
bro.
What everybody keeps mentioning. Like, no, because I heard there was an argument of two people, you know. Yeah. The guy is like, no. The girl's like, he said spoko saya. She said the ghost. You know, in the office, I'm like, this thing.
It kind of just even says to me that you probably have a dirty mind. You think of someone, because, you know, like they say, whatever you think in the natural, obviously that's what's going to happen in your subconscious. Mm. So for you to have that in your subconscious, is that it's like clearly you've got these crazy thoughts, you know, or rape thoughts in to go to that extent, and then say that someone's like what? Aura raped you. I can't, guys.
Yeah, man, that shit is hardcore, man. I don't wish that on any man. Not even my worst enemy.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of several. Did you see that? Say, I still believe Lerato Moloi. She's wild.
I still believe.
They should get locked
believe
up.
Believe her in this instance. I don't know about her other experiences, but in this instance, no.
Because I saw people are like, yeah, but you see, the thing is, you can't prove rape after so long. That's why she lost the case. No, she didn't lose the case because of no evidence, DNA evidence. There wasn't sharp, but the other lies, because Mo was not even there on that particular date, and other ludicrous things. That's why the judge made the statement she did after the case, right? She's never seen anything like this.
I feel like
so she didn't lose it on the principle of physical evidence.
Honestly, if there are women who are still saying that, they still believe her. And I'm saying in this instance, after all that has been said, I feel like men should run away from those women. Because then you are capable. You are capable of doing the same thing.
Rosie Modena blocked me before.
You lie.
Let me show you. Fucking hell. She blocked me. I was like, Beans and tea. Oh, blokile, sing blokile. I was like, wow.
And he's lucky he didn't get like a feminist judge, because if you got a feminist judge, they weren't going to care about the evidence.
Well, the judge, like, who was?
Do you think the feminist judge would put the law, you know, before her own opinions?
Yeah, definitely.
Affections.
Yeah, 100%. She blocked.
So she blocked. You have Rosie Mutene. Blocked you. She blocked me. Blocking a car.
Anyway, head down by the minute, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Kazo. Like we never left.
Yeah.
How was the Christmas party, man? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, man, it was lovely. It was so beautiful, man. With spit braai there on lamb on a spit. It was nice. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was no mash on the menu. I was like, what the fuck?
Too soon.
Y'all know I love my mash. But otherwise, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful coming together of, you know, a special bunch of people. It was beautiful.
I heard Nair said he's not going to have any food if there's mash on it.
Oh, is that why the ladies were running to check when they arrived? The ladies were cooking, ran, you know, from the kitchen to where the food was being served. She's like, fuck, did you remember to not put mash in the food? And then the guys, is it still Maligant? We're like, we're happy. What is it now? Is it the company? That changes, guys. The sea, the tides of change are upon us.
Okay. Black Studios.
Oh.
Oh, you changed it. Yeah, nice one.
So, it's no longer Maligant.
Hey, it's no longer Maligant.
Shooting the podcast. It is now, ladies and gentlemen, officially Black Studio.
Studios.
Black Studios.
I gotta say, man, people have been disappointing me like the past few weeks. First it was Mesh, who we've had to let go, and now it's Black Studios. And then followed Aya.
Wait, you've let go of Mesh, you've let go of Black Studios.
Already?
No. Already.
Jeez.
No. Okay, who fired?
I said it's not Black Studios.
Yeah. First it was Mesh, now it's Black Studios letting me down.
No, not Black Studios.
Black Studios are not letting you down.
No. Yeah, and then Aya, and then now after
then
the Christmas
Aya's
party.
Gone.
Aya's gone.
Because I've been inundated with questions and questions.
The voice of the podcast.
On Twitter. I can imagine the YouTube ones are crazy. They've been asking. So Aya's gone.
Aya's gone, man. Aya's gone. And all of that
it's
is
not
bullshit,
fixable.
Though.
It's not
fixable. Yeah, I'm about
look,
to ask. Like,
no, look, like, what happened is that, you know, bro, like, we family here. Like, you know, the environment is very chilled. But at the end of the day, it's still a business, you know? Mm. And I think some people started forgetting why they're here. And you're here just to do your job, and that's it. Like, have I ever bothered you when you do your job?
Man, no one has bothered me. I've never bothered anyone.
Yeah, I don't bother anyone as long as you do your job. So if you don't do your job, I'll call you out. So what happened is, there was a Monday where the episode was late. Maligant had finished editing. The only thing that was late was the sound. So I called him. I'm like, dog, why is the sound late? He's like, no, you had a family issue, wada. Then I went on his WhatsApp status.
What, it was a funeral?
Yeah, he had a family thing. That's what
so
he said.
It wasn't only the sound that was late?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, okay, fair enough.
You understand? You understand? So now, where was I?
You said you had a funeral. Sorry, you came back. You said the sound was late and you called. Like
yes, but then on his WhatsApp status, it says, there's nothing nicer than chilling with your friends listening to my album.
Maybe at the funeral.
After tears.
Yeah. So he posted that on Sunday. Mm. So I called him, dog, because I'm like, I've done sound before. Before him, I used to do the sound. And I know what needs to happen.
Well, yeah, you even did technical production
Literally,
radio.
It doesn't take more than an hour to do the podcast sound. And then you send it to Maligan, you're done. Mm. You can listen to your album, do whatever you want to do. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I called him, I'm like, dog, clearly this album is more important than what I'm paying you to do, which is do sound. Now the show's late, and you know the implications of what happens when the show's late. Because I've reprimanded him and Maligan so many times to tell them, guys, we can't have the show late because of 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Mm. And unfortunately, if it keeps being late, I'm going to have to let you go. As much as I love you guys and I want to work with you, but this is a business. Mm. We have to treat it as such. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then some other things happened after that, because I reprimanded him, gave him a last final warning. And some other things happened after that, which I won't talk about. Because I don't want to make it seem like I got beef with him, whatever. You know what
I mean? Yeah, you're going to check on the man. Because he's very good. He's one of the best in the country.
You understand? I even invited him to the Christmas party. I even invited him and Mesh to...
Mesh wasn't there. I wasn't there. Obviously, it was going to be awkward. So that part I understand.
Yeah, but they contributed a lot to the podcast.
Yeah, they played a role in the success of the year. Big role.
Yeah. So it's nothing personal. I love the guy. We're with him last night. We're with all of them, Mesh.
Mesh was traveling with Sir Troll, obviously being his camera guy on the road, documenting his stuff. And then Tuso was driving, I think, for Sir Troll. And then Aya was there as well in the Sir Troll camp.
And it was all love.
But it was so beautiful. It was all love, though. Yeah. I even asked him, when are you coming back? He was like... When he says, what's he saying? You know, so that was beautiful, man.
But you understand, sometimes I have to make business decisions as much as it
executive
hurts.
Executive decisions.
Yeah, it's you know. You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying?
I get it. Okay.
So now I'm talking about Tuso.
Tuso's our driver.
My goodness.
Is he a former driver now?
Yeah, yeah. So after the Christmas party.
Hey, yeah, yeah. He's on a purge. He's on a purge.
I'm jealous of him.
He's the crazy king. The crazy king from Game of Thrones.
No, but listen to this. This is crazy. This is great. You guys listen.
I heard the story, man. It's a freak story.
So, Christmas party, right? We had the Spit Pride thing.
Yeah.
I asked him to go fetch it. And then after the Christmas party, I asked him to drop it off.
The Spit?
Yeah.
Okay, the Pride, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you know that thing is quite heavy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got machinery. Bucket. It spins, so yeah.
Yeah. So he calls me in the afternoon. He's like, hey, my dog, we got a problem. I'm like, what's the wrong? It's like the Spit Pride flew out of the bucky.
It sounds crazy. So what? Didn't the bucky? They didn't close the bucky and move.
No, they closed it. They closed it. The Spit Pride just flew out of the bucky, and it fell. And then they took an off ramp because they're on the highway.
Also, they can't turn immediately.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, no, fair. Because some highways are designed like that. You can't just turn from this lane to the other one.
Oh. Yeah, but Saul, that thing is massive, dog. If that thing drops, you're gonna hear it. Can stop on the yellow line. You don't have to go to the next off ramp. He can literally stop. You can hear that thing, dog. It's massive.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It is heavy.
It's like one of those... It's as heavy as like those stoves, man. Those big stoves.
Okay, no, wait. Are you saying that this Spit Pride flew out, they didn't hear it, they continued driving until they realized somewhere this Spit Pride...
According to him, it flew out.
Then they realized. Because I think when they saw it, they would have stopped. Yellow lane, reverse.
No, it sounds
but
like...
they realized.
It sounds like it fell, and then they took an off-ramp to try go back, and when they came back, the Spit Pride was gone.
Huh?
Now it's the Split Pride. The Split. The fuck? Who the fuck was it?
Now, what do you think when you hear that?
The part that when... they came back, they stole it. It's highly believable in South Africa. Let's be honest.
No, dog.
I once got robbed, right?
That thing is heavy, bro.
And I to run after the guys who took my phone. I came back, were gone. True story. Hill, bro. True story. So in South Africa, it's very believable. Someone tries to find a Spit Pride, like, popped it. Loaded up and bounced. That's believable.
Nah, bro. Not a spit braai. Bro, a spit braai is massive, dog. You see these speakers? It's probably like two bass bins.
But it took two guys to load it onto the van, right?
Yes.
It'll take two guys to load it onto two strangers.
Yeah, but dog, you're
guys.
Making it sound like there's people on the highway waiting for a spit braai to fall. These guys miraculously out of nowhere. Just arrived with a baki.
Who's paused on some waiting for spit braai to drop? Instead of help, now this to Durban.
This is where it gets funny. I called the place. I'm like, yo, dog. Unfortunately, my driver said that the spit braai flew out. Like, whoa. They took like a minute. They're like, whoa, man. This has never happened before. Unless he gave the spit braai Red Bull.
That's why. White Oaks.
They're like, this is impossible.
Unless he gave the spit braai.
Do you believe him? Hashtag up, I believe him.
The way he tells it, I believe him. It's because here's the thing. My thing is, right? Okay, what would happen to the... Let's say realistically, right? Mm. What happened to the spit braai? Number two, why? Mm. Tuso works with you. You've entrusted him with your bank cards, with stocks of gin, with equipment and other sensitive things to, you know, the podcast. Why spit braai?
Okay.
Like, why would it jeopardize and even jeopardize all opportunities that he would have, you know, within working with the podcast for a fucking spit braai?
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
Okay. What you're saying, Saul, I agree with, because I trust Tuso as well. Mm. But I feel like there's an element of being reckless, because possibly could have been driving very fast. If the instance it did happen that it just flew out, it's because of driving super fast. It's
so not you even believe just, the story? You believe
no, I'm
him.
Saying, I'm just saying, then if it just flew, to believe the story, that's what I'm saying now, there's an element of being reckless from his side. Because then he was driving super fast for you not even to hear this thing fly out.
Oh, you guys are so gullible. There's no way that's possible, bro.
Okay, yeah, but...
It's a spit braai. Do you know how heavy that thing is?
I know,
okay,
I saw
but
it.
No,
and
okay,
I've transported a spit braai before. At my birthday party, remember I had a spit braai?
And you too?
I fetched it, I dropped it off.
There was a spit braai at your birthday party?
Yeah, the one I had with Motiro and them, man.
Oh, in Hardee's.
In Hardee's.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
We were not invited, so don't worry, so we're not invited.
Yeah,
we
but it's like, that. Remember the spit yeah. braai.
We're not
party,
your
like,
friends.
Yeah, spit braai.
We're not your friends.
I fetched it and I dropped it off. So I know. Like, it's impossible what he's saying, bro. And what you gotta understand, Tuso's a hustler, my dog.
But would he hustle you, though?
Yes.
Like, you of all people.
Yes, dog.
And he's driven your cars for the entire day and you trusted him with them.
That's,
you could have easily.
That's reckless.
Went
dog.
To Machita in Alex, then. Uso pop at least
proper.
A 60-80K.
No,
not,
man,
right?
that's being dumb. That's being dumb.
Being dumb is thinking he can steal a whole spit braai after working so long
Yo.
With you. That's being dumb.
Yeah.
How could he did?
Why didn't he steal something more valuable if you're going to steal something?
Bro, do you know how much he's going to make from that shit? Do you know how much it is to rent it out a day?
How
there's,
much?
There's someone renting it out in Tembisa right now. Trust me. Trust
so
me.
So Tembisa, around all the spit braai, if it's fly.
Ha! Ha! I kid you not, dog.
No.
I kid you not.
No.
No ways, bro.
No
because,
way.
Because.
Okay, how much is it to rent it out per day?
Okay,
it's about 5K.
Ooh.
So I count that in a week. How much is that?
Mm. Okay, so why couldn't you just say, okay, just pay for it then?
Yeah,
if that's the case, just pay for it.
Yeah, he said he'll pay for it.
But it's still gone.
Because
The trust, the chalice of trust is broken.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Mm. Jeez. Me, I believe it because it's too so. I give people the benefit of the doubt. Because I know the character of the man, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but
that's me.
But dog, yes, you believe him. But you're not judging the character. You're judging the situation. And it's illogical. It doesn't make sense. It's impractical.
Hey, it's wild though, because like,
bro, there's no way a spit braai can just fly out.
The probability
dog.
Of that, because I thought maybe a part of it can fly out, like if this valo.
No,
something, you know?
The whole thing just flew out. Anyway, let's move on, man. What story you got for us, good lady?
Jeez.
What's going on?
Okay, big ups to Tuso Mbedu.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry, too soon.
Is she from the hood?
She's from the hood. Look, yeah. She's flourishing.
Yeah. No, she's...
I'm from the hood. I'm flourishing.
She's been honored by the New York Times as she was named as one of the top 10 best actors of the year, guys.
Wow. Ooh, really?
Too soon. Yeah, man. Guys.
Wow.
Like, no, big up. Did you guys hear the Kelvin Momo...
album?
Album.
I heard like 2 songs.
And how do you feel about it?
It's safe. It's consistent.
Everyone was just raving about it.
Momo's got a cult following, man. You know, I've listened to an hour of it, which is like 3 songs. You know, Kelvin's got a very long songs. So I haven't gotten into it like properly. But shout out to him, man. And also to add on to Tuso's thing, Nduduzo Makatini, South African artist. You know Black Coffee's remix of Muye. You know that song? Yes, man.
No, that one I don't know.
Oh, that's the guy who plays the piano there. Mm. He won Best Jazz Album in Germany.
Oh,
fucking
wow.
Crazy. South African's doing. He's like one of the best sought-after jazz pianists.
What's his name?
Signed to Blue Note Records, which signed legendary artists before. Nduduzo Makatini.
Makatini,
huh? Yeah, man. Nduduzo Makatini. He's got an album, The Spirit of Ndu.
Mm.
Beautiful album as well. So, yeah, you can continue. I was just speaking of the accolades, you know?
Yeah.
South Africans are getting abroad.
But I like the Vigra Deep album. That
My House,
dope.
My Rules.
Yeah, fucking hell. That kid is sick, man.
Nah.
He's ahead of his time. He's close to creating his own genre, bro.
He's created it, man. It's got elements of everything.
So it's off ramps from my piano now.
No, no, no. It's
but
like
he's been off ramping.
It's like his own version of my piano. It's like my piano tech. You know what I mean?
And that's he gets booked on that, fairly, on his sound. That's why he plays in Norway and stuff. Yeah, I haven't listened to that at all. MFR Souls also dropped.
Mm.
Haven't listened to that as well.
Did you hear Asanda?
Asanda.
By 6.
Oh, no.
I haven't heard. He dropped.
Heard it. Yeah, there's the new
song. I haven't heard.
I was going to say, watch DJ Cleo chop Vigra sound now.
He's inspired, man. Shame.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Yeah, I'm clear. No, I'm fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. I'm clear.
No, I'm kidding, man.
I go bomb machine. MFR Souls dropped. Have you checked them out?
No, I haven't checked it out.
Not
man.
Yet.
There's so
man.
Much music to
so see. So much music.
Yeah.
Have you given an ear to Touchline?
Touchline, who's that?
The rapper.
No.
You don't know Touchline?
No.
There's a song, South African Christmas, very like beautiful. Speaking of all the guys who passed away, he dropped as well. Sorry, can't call me. I'm not available.
Mm.
He dropped as well, man. He dropped soon too. A deluxe edition of it, sounding really good. Also, we got a shout out there or something.
Oh, for real?
You know, podcast, soul, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Dope,
beautiful.
Dope,
shout
dope,
out
dope.
To him. I've got my song of the year though.
What is it?
Saw Matrix, Mina Nawe. Have you heard it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big song.
That's the song for 31st December. Watch.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
But isn't that an old song?
No, is it an old song?
It's new. Is it new?
I think released new. Yeah, last month. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's one of those songs that's going to creep slowly, and peak. Watch.
Mm.
Not too much hype, and it's beautiful.
Mm.
And it's a sing-along. Fucking watch. That's the song.
What's the name?
Because we haven't even decided on our songs.
Mina
Nawe. Saw Matrix.
Oh, okay.
Mina Nawe, Sefane, La, Na, Na, Na. Oh, you don't know it?
No.
But you can't go wrong with Saw Matrix. He's a beast.
Saw Matrix is incredible. Even the songs he has on Thing's album, So Trill.
Yeah.
Bebe Ngaz. You know, Bebe Ngaz. Ipasla Belungu. There's so many songs. Hey, that guy is just incredible. He's got his own touch. You can tell every time. He's incredible. He's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, Nadia Nakai.
I wanted to ask you.
Simenze, I'm going to ask you. You know, I haven't watched, I need to watch that clip. I saw that. Please explain.
For people that don't know.
Hey.
Nadia.
Hey, that nigga's funny, bro.
Semi T.
Yeah, the guy standing in for Tineo.
So, okay. I don't know if it's the part about. No, because I'm asking about the fact that you guys, they said that you were becoming very misogynistic towards Nadia Nakai on the questioning.
Us.
Yes, you and Semi T. And Semi T standing in for Dineo.
Yeah.
Like, she's
so was quiet through the whole day.
Watch the whole thing and, you know, hear the questions. How? Okay, continue. Still
I saw
explaining.
A clip. You're I watched.
Explain the situation for those who haven't seen it.
No. I watched. And that's my thing. Like, it's almost like, what did I see? Because then when this, what now became, became it's a bit of a big trend, is that you guys were just becoming so, like, pushing.
Us. Yes. Or Sammy T.
Yes. Sammy T, not so.
You didn't watch the clip, did you?
I did. I watched the clip, guys.
Because number one, I said explain the clip. You don't want to. You said no. I don't want to explain. Because I didn't watch. You didn't watch.
There was a question. It was quick.
Did I trend with the Sammy T trend?
No, okay. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and explain what happened.
Sammy T was throwing himself in the fire, and so was like Andizi.
You know, I think they were literally not like super not kidding one another, but also Sammy T could have asked the questions in a slightly, you know, because you could tell she was uncomfortable with the, she said, no, I'm not, I've never been with Casper, you know what I mean? And also it's radio, it's happening.
Dog, it was funny when explaining it last night.
Yeah, we were high as fuck.
We got high last night and we were talking about this love for like an hour, Nick. It was funnier last night.
Now I remember what I saw. I saw her live. You and her were on a live. That's what I saw. That's how I saw the interview, actually. That's how I saw it.
You're talking about something else, man.
No. Nada did go live during the interview, most of the celebrities.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, the thing they like doing. Even, what's that one who boxes, were interviewed?
Yeah.
Tabula.
Yeah.
Remember, he was like holding his phone.
Yeah.
What are you doing? He's like, no, I'm live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was that. She heard it through the live, essentially.
Yeah. What was Sammy T saying? Explain.
I haven't watched the thing, but I remember it was an awkward moment, you know, but I was like, it won't be that big of a moment. And it became, but I remember, I even told you last night, I haven't seen the clip.
Why were you quiet throughout the whole 2 minutes?
Because, like, he's asking a question, and if he's going to ask another follow-up question, I'm not going to interject or disturb. Like, why am I quiet 40 minutes when we do celebrity interviews and I'm playing ghost?
Yeah.
Right? Because you...
man, it's not the way you said it last night. Last night was funny.
You were high, bro.
You were high. I was about to say, you were high.
Give them some top quality
now
weed.
You're sober.
You were
That's
high,
why.
Bro. It's the weed. It was the weed.
What did he say? It sounds like 70 didn't know who Nadia was. He just Googled her. And he's like, hey, when people hear your name, they think naked. He thought it was the album.
Who you brought that up? Because you watched the clip, remember?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then I was like, no, man. She had dropped an album naked. So, but now you see, when he's saying it, and the way it comes out, like, you're always naked. Like, no, the album is naked. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I haven't watched that clip.
Yeah.
And I told you, I haven't watched it. I need to watch it. Because I knew it. I was like, okay. Cool, but you always have those sometimes in interviews, awkward. You don't think it's going to be a whole, but I think also with the climate in South Africa, that's why it's a thing. Like, yo.
Oh, you know? Man, I wish I recorded last. Last night was way better, man. Fucking hell.
Wow.
He's being, what's it called now?
What am I being?
Diplomatic.
I'm being diplomatic.
Yeah, last night he was raw. Like,
no, bullshit. That's a lie. Like, Mac laughed.
Oh yeah, he's like,
started with laughing.
He's like, they're both from Zim, so there's a point where.
Oh yes, that was funny. I think I laughed. I laughed. You know what happened, right? So, but that was funny. That was, I think even on air I laughed genuinely because he was like Nadia Nakai. So Nadia was like, woo. You definitely from Zim or something like that. Because she's Shauna, right? Half Shauna from Zim. Mm. That I found hilarious. You know, that I found hilarious. So also, it was an awkward moment.
He back announced, he's like, this is Nadia.
Nadia. Yeah, like Nadia in the car. So Nadia's like, woo. That was
Nadia.
I did laugh. That was fun. I think even on air, I genuinely laughed today. You know, I couldn't help it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So I think, yeah, man, they just weren't getting one another. But Sammy T, I don't think his heart was in a bad place. He was just...
He didn't know who
Nadia
is.
Yes, possibly, yes. You know what I mean? Possibly out of touch. Doesn't know, you know, the album is called Naked and stuff, you know? Because the questions are there. The producer does write them. And sometimes you scheme through them, you know what I mean? And you're going to paraphrase them, ask them in your own way. So there was a disconnect between the two of them, man. Sadly, you know?
Anyway, shout out to Morocco, the first African team into the semifinals of the World Cup, man. Fucking hell,
shout out to
bro.
Them, bro. I didn't expect they want to make it this far.
Shout out to them.
I didn't watch the Portugal. We couldn't.
Yeah, we're
the
doing
Portugal
the brunch
game. Yeah, we were in Kimberley. Shout out to Morocco, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That, it doesn't feel truly, though. I'll be honest. It doesn't feel like an African victory, though.
Why?
Because of the guys. They're Arabs, and they don't consider themselves Africans.
Oh, true. You know,
Morocco
yes.
and the likes, they're in the north. They don't really truly consider themselves as Africans. So it also feels, you know, like more of an Arab victory than an African victory.
Yeah, you're right.
To be honest.
Would have been better if it's like Senegal or Ghana.
Senegal or Ghana.
And if you're not forgiving Ghana, you guys, everyone is, South Africa was very mad at Ghana. So there was no support towards Ghana.
Oh, because of the qualification thing and the
Now
I was supporting Ghana when they were playing. I won't lie, man.
And Brazil now?
Yeah.
Yes, Brazil's still winning it.
Brazil?
Mm.
Wow.
Wait, where's your t-shirt? So
yeah, it's dirty. Oh no, no, I was supposed to record on Friday. I was meant to wear it on Friday. Because Brazil was playing and we were recording. We're recording on Sunday. It's dirty. I would wear it though. I mean,
where's your cup?
It's a beautiful, huh?
Where's your cup?
No cup.
Just like Brazil.
Stole it.
Like the spit bride.
Wow.
It just flew.
I dare us to start an operation Brazil find the spit bride in Tembisa. I'm telling you, we'll find it like this.
So if there's a spit bride in Tembisa going around for hire.
Yeah. Take a picture, send it to us. We're going to find the spit bride, I'm telling you. Maybe Sir True wanted it for something. It's like, I'm going to want it.
Okay, so now what if now? What if now, no? What if someone comes forward and be like, hey, I'm a chiller. I didn't know the spit bride was yours. In your head, how are you going to view that?
Oh, I'll take my L. I'll take my L.
Oh, good, okay.
Yeah, cool. I'll take my L, I'll reinstate him.
Oh, okay.
I'll apologize.
Yeah.
And we keep on moving.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you'd be like, obviously he's friend, so it's stupid. So obviously he's friend, man. We're bringing it back now. All right, fair enough, then. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the story's been so crazy, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a turn of events like that, you know, a crazy turn of events
that.
Because the story has just been crazy about the story of the spit bride.
Bro, that guy's a hustler, bro. We met that guy.
I know he's ambitious.
Yeah, exactly. We met that guy who was cutting...
He was transporting my ash.
My ash, who cuts our hair.
He introduced us to my ash.
Exactly. But he was at the Christmas party. You don't get that by being dumb, dog.
He's hardworking and he's strong.
From driving the barber to being at the Christmas party. Mm. Oh.
But that's just pure, it's hunger and a zeal to thrive.
Exactly. Hustling.
Yeah. But I mean, come on.
What?
It's a natural... But it's a good trait, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean
as long as you
he's crafty or you can
steal. He is my dog. I'm telling you.
Then why did you employ him then?
Because I didn't know he was like this. I thought I could trust him.
But
you know me, I'm
a
trusting guy.
Okay, wait. For a spit bride.
You know me, I trust you until you give me a reason not to. So when I meet you, I'll give you all my trust. And if you show me that you're not trusted, then I move on.
But I
feel like a spirit bride, transporting a spirit bride is a mistake that anyone can make. If it just flying out.
You know what? I feel like hiring all the spirit brides in Joburg and then we all get them in a bucket and see which one will fly out.
And drive at different speeds.
Yeah, and drive at different speeds.
Different braking.
Yes.
Just run a series of tests. And let's see with different, like, how probable is it?
Yeah.
I feel like we need a cause. You know, we can get a whole lot of sponsorship for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, man. Shame. We'll miss the guys.
Yeah.
But you had sound reasons, you know, for dismissals. Wow.
Anyway, what else you got, Ghost Lady?
Guys, did you hear about Singapore? So basically, Singapore is off the limits, you know. Of those countries that you can't run to, you know, to do things. Indonesia has passed a law...
Singapore, Indonesia.
Yeah, Indonesia. Has passed a law prohibiting adultery of sex outside marriage.
Oh, I heard about
and
that.
Punishment is basically for jail, it's equivalent to you become a jail or become a serious offender. Mm. Okay. Mm. And it doesn't end there. It also the law also prohibits the promotion of contraceptives, insulting of the president and cohabiting adulterers, including foreign visitors, will be punished with up to a year. So if you visit Singapore, literally, or Singapore, anyway in Indonesia, and you're unmarried with someone.
So you can't find condoms also. I heard something about contraceptives there.
Yeah. Well, if there's no contraceptives, like basically, why are you... But how many people who are married are using contraceptives, guys?
Mm. Everyone married. Otherwise, people are going to have 10 kids.
Yeah, that. But if you get a chola, basically, it's not like Dubai where you take your side.
What's the reasoning for all of this? What are they trying to curb?
I think they just want to promote, marital sex. Basically, that commitment and married, and that's
for
it.
A country that makes so much, from tourism.
Tourism, actually,
that's stupid, man.
Yeah,
but also, how do you enforce it? I'm there with you. Hi.
Do you come with your marriage certificate?
No, we've booked one hotel. We are brothers. We are siblings. How do they now? Are they gonna check if we're having sex in our hotel room?
That's a thing.
What if Slobolile? Customarily were married, how then do I prove to people in Indonesia? And there's some traditions also where, or cultures rather, where the woman doesn't take on the surname of the man. So how are you going to prove when we've got different surnames that were married? It's so silly.
You have to go there with your marriage certificate at this point.
Do you think it'll fly here in SA, this law?
Ah.
In SA?
You?
Fatten said capital of the world. Never, bro. Never. And marriage is a trap. So I get people also who don't want to get married, but it would never fly.
Why do you think marriage is a trap?
Everybody's getting divorced. Look at what's happening with Booth,
Oh, Matthew Booth.
Yeah.
Is it finalized now?
What's happening with... It's just marriage, bro. It seems like it's just a... Hey, I'll probably end up doing it because I really love my person, but...
Oh, you want to get married, Saul? Mina Nomnaga will be there matching. What's the thing?
That's what I was saying. Yeah, man, it's a trap, bro. For me, I feel like it's a trap. I won't impose those ideas on other people. If you want to get married, do so. But I'll probably also get married. But hey, fine. Ziyakhala, man. There are more bad examples that I've seen than good ones, It's a very slippery slope.
I think marriage would work if women understood that men want to fuck other women. That's it. If they understood that, then all marriages would work.
Some marriages operate like that.
Nah.
Yeah, some marriages open.
They have an agreement.
Yeah, don't fuck them at home or whatever. Yeah. And don't show me. Don't come smelling on
that. And those are the ones that last.
For other women.
Eh?
Yeah.
Those marriages are the ones that last. Those people never end up getting divorced.
Oh, true. Yeah. But in those cases, though, it's difficult where the woman is not fucking another nigga.
Yeah. So that's where the compromise comes.
So, you as a guy, if you... Your woman allows you to, and it's on the table that you're fucking other women. Mm. Chances are,
then
she'll also find somebody, and you must be cool with it.
Yeah, I got friends, they like super rich, they're together, but then they just fell out of love. Like they got married, right? Fell out of love, had an agreement to be like, you can fuck other women, I'll fuck other men, but we just don't bring it home because we got a good thing, we got a good family.
Yeah.
Jeez, who came up with the idea? You or Mark?
No, he lost me at Super Rich because.
Yeah, that's where he got me. I was like,
for real?
Yeah. That is wild.
Would you have an agreement like that since you married?
Yeah. If now it comes to you and says, I don't want to get a second wife, just want to fuck.
But you see, that arrangement when you say people falling out of love. Yeah. Like just there's no feelings for each other anymore. That arrangement can kind of like, okay, you know what? We stay together. Like now we're just completely out of love. You do you and I'm going to do me.
You get those as well.
I'm saying in that instance, I can understand it. But if it's just like, you are here fronting like you love me still, but you are doing these things on the side. Ah, guys, I don't like that, you know. Mina, I'm one of that.
So Mnaka says it to you now when you get home. You're going to say yes?
What?
To this agreement.
Which agreement?
That he wants to fuck other women and you can fuck other men.
No, I don't want to. I'm one of those. Like, if I'm with you, I'm just with you alone. That's
okay.
Me, though.
Okay.
So it's like, then let me find another one who will be just for me only. Because I don't want to be sharing you. I'm very comfortable with.
And you, fat checker, is marriage a real thing in my 2000s?
With the young ones.
With the young ones. Do you guys even think about it?
Do you still aspire to be married, you guys?
Till recently.
I can't talk on behalf of 2000s, but personally, no, I wouldn't get married.
Why?
Why? Why?
Personal reasons, but no, I wouldn't. I don't think it's
ideal. Oh, your family, your parents. You saw what it did to your parents?
Yeah.
Nah.
Whoa, what did it do to your parents?
What did it do? I didn't know. Whoa. Oh, okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's a story here. This is a safe space.
Okay, my dad will be watching, so he's going to be like, busy.
Your dad is a chiller.
Yeah.
Is it daddy chiller?
Yeah, the dad was asking, who's this tattoo?
Yeah, you must be careful. Even my mom's a chiller. The other day, she thinks I'm on drugs. Because I said I smoked weed the other day.
Oh.
She's like, oh, you're on drugs now.
Oh, shit, shame, man.
I'm like, it's just weed. She's like, yeah, then next it's whatever. And then next it's whatever. I'm like, no, it stops with the weed. Yeah, yeah, you're saying, yeah?
I honestly feel as if marriage, I don't know how to explain it. I just do not advocate for it. If people love each other and want to get married, do that. But, yeah, it won't last. That's what I think.
It won't last.
People who actually lost in marriages, getting advice from my grandmother. She got married at the age of 19. So when I turned 19, we had that
conversation. Your grandmother got married at 19?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's still married.
Jeez.
My grandfather passed away. Oh, that's what dissolved the wedding.
It ended like till death do us apart.
Yes. Mm. And she would tell me that there are things that happen in marriages. That's the reason why they always tell a female, never look into your husband's phone.
Yes.
Don't ask him where he comes from.
Yes.
Don't do. You know, there's a reason why.
I love your grandmother.
Advised specifically.
You want her.
It's not to protect.
That's your kind of woman.
To protect you as a female, right? So, personally, after seeing that and getting those type of advisors, I do believe that marriage is a trap. I wouldn't get married. If I would get married, it would be a very complicated civil union vibe going on.
But what if you're to find a man who says, no, check my phone. I don't mind. And you check that phone, there's nothing.
There's a saying, Kasa Soto.
What does that mean?
The type of person that you meet today won't be the same tomorrow.
Or people evolve.
People evolve. Yes. My dad was not my dad.
Just like Tuso evolved into a thief.
No!
Exactly.
Hey, I'm kafule la fana ya. Lenda we speed le. I'm kafule la.
What was that Zola line?
Poo! La vanya kafule la. Ula ke speed. Poo! La vanya kafule la. Hey, I'm kafule la boy.
I agree with the grandmother, man. She raised a good point, man.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is we could be transparent.
No, she raised a good point for men who cheat. Let's see.
Okay, not only men who cheat, people in general. I feel like also women become, I could say, unfaithful. It's just that they're good at hiding it.
Mm.
They know. They
women
know
are
how
the
to
kings.
Put it
kings.
On the ground. You get me?
Women are the
but
kings.
But Oksala, you're the type of person that you met today, the type of person that you fell in love with today. There's a high possibility that it won't be the same in the next 10 years or even 20 years.
We got two niggas that are married here. Hands up if you guys are happy.
Yeah. The men in black. The men in black are here. And no one lift.
It's a Sunday.
No one lift their hands up.
Sunday is for.
No one.
Married
Funo,
men.
Hey, para. Hey, para. Funo. Hey, I don't see them niggas are here.
And they're here. It's a Sunday, by the way. So we're recording on a Sunday, so they are escaping home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just had Sunday. They just had seven colors.
Yeah, and they ran away.
Anyway, anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Yeah, dog. You know, there's some weird shit happening with the lottery. Did you see there's a guy who won a jackpot, like 70-something million, and then they give them dinners with celebrities?
Whoa!
That's the weirdest fucked up shit. Like, the imaging is bad. Why, if a guy was just a millionaire? Now, please Google Dumi Masilela's ex-wife. She's back with Tino, by the way. Chinyani, they say.
Yeah.
What's her name? Ngema.
Ngema. Simpiwe, Simpiwe.
Yeah, Simpiwe Ngema, lottery winner.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Wait, like, explain. So what happens?
Wrong.
Wait, she won the lotto?
No. Someone wins the lottery.
Yes.
Right? And then I think, please Google the story. Then I think they say, you end up having lunch, dinner with a celebrity of
it
your choice.
It comes with winning the lottery.
Yeah, that's wild, don't you think?
Yeah, that is.
It's just sending out the wrong message. Like, why the fuck do you need to have dinner with a celebrity just because you just won a few millions?
Why not, Saul? If I win the lottery and then they ask me who would I want to sit down with, I'm like, Barack, okay?
Or, celebrity, maybe my celebrity local. Crush.
Okay, or maybe someone local. Like, oh, okay, let me sit with a... Vusinova, whoever that I feel like I want to sit with. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
It just seems so.
Because the celebrities are getting paid. They're not doing that for free.
No, they are, but.
They're doing it for free.
No, they're obviously not.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
It's a gig for them, I get it, but like, why would I do that? I want to just win and be anonymous.
Mm.
You know? It's also a bad message you're sending out. These guys need to win. Go for counseling. Go for financial, you know, advice and coaching. Already, you're just saying, just go
splurge and it.
Live the high life with celebrities. It's just the bad messaging around it. You don't think it's weird?
I don't think so. I don't.
As for Dean, I think it's weird, man. No,
it's not a pressing issue.
Yeah,
for real. I find it so weird. What happened?
Your mic is off, yeah?
Apologies on that.
Yeah.
There was a person who won about 74 million rands, and she wanted to buy new shoes and have dinner with Simpiwe Ngema. She wanted spoil herself, basically.
I think it's just weird. And there was even marketed and on the paper. I think it's just very weird.
They ate it up.
She wanted to spoil herself. She wanted to be... a part of
and ball.
Yes.
That's
and
weird.
Talk about her life, her luxury with Simpiwe.
That's weird. Life of luxury already. Just So Tata could watch. I swear, Tata could give them a few years.
Oh, I blew
watch.
It.
They're going to be on Tata, okay?
I blew it.
Oh, I blew it.
Yeah. I blew it.
Maybe on Utatak as well, but I blew it, yes. I meant I blew it. Watch. Yeah. It's just so weird. It's the weirdest thing. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, go and get a Ferrari and then show off a celebrity at Michelangelo at dinner with a celebrity there and just put on the papers. It's just so weird.
Have you ever won the lotto?
Nah. Well, like something like the small amounts. I haven't played for years, but small amounts. Mm. Nothing serious. You know,
I'm like a 15 rand winner.
Two clip, but yeah, nothing.
You won 15?
Nothing hectic.
30
Bro,
rand.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how does this sports betting thing work, man? Because during the World Cup, like every second ad is a betting company.
I saw even AKA is promoting it.
Yeah, there's Hollywood bets. This, that.
Normally, people put money.
Predictions,
and
right?
you predict a game, right?
Yeah.
But there's not much winnings in a game. Like if, let's say, Brazil plays whoever. Oh, bad example. But a strong team plays a weak team. You don't really get much from just picking the obvious games. So how people then try to do is make a series of predictions in one ticket. So then you'll predict 5 games. And they win for whatever if the results all come in. If one is wrong, you don't win anything. And a lot of people lose.
So, like, if you bet that Morocco was going to win yesterday, you got a shitload of money.
No, not even. Let's say you put 1 rand, you will get 6 rands back or something because they were the underdogs. So it'll probably pay 5 rands from 1 rand. It's not a lot of money. You need to put serious money to actually get...
People are saying no.
They're saying no, so...
People are saying no.
What were the odds? I don't know. I don't check odds. What?
Yeah, give him a mic, man, so we can hear. Give him a mic so we can hear. Tibla, what are you saying?
Hey, Tibla. I'm pretty sure you're saying what I just said.
What are you saying? Turn on your mic. Your mic is off. Yes?
Brazil was playing with Morocco.
If Brazil example.
Portugal, yes.
If Portugal wins, the odds are lower. And if Morocco wins, the odds are high.
That's what I said.
No.
He said it's low.
You said it's low.
He said it's low.
No, no. I said, like, for example, if you if the underdog wins and you place a bet for R1, you'll get R6.
Yeah.
As opposed to if the obvious team wins, a strong team, from R1, you'll probably get like R1.20 back.
Oh,
or 20 cents.
Okay. Yes.
Back.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So people wouldn't win really that much.
And you don't know the odds. So if the odds were higher,
I don't know the odds, but they'll definitely be way high. Well, oh, I see what you mean. They'll pay out more for the weaker team, right?
Yes.
But you know, to make a lot of money, you're gonna need to then bet with a huge amount from one game.
Mm.
So then what people try to do is put a series of games and predict the scores or the outcomes of those games, whether it be goals or who's going to win or how many goals will
be. So, but what's like the limit? What's the most you can make with the sports betting thing?
Our bookmakers will say they can pay out 10 million.
Jeez.
But no one ever wins that. The odds are crazy. The odds are stacked against you.
Yeah.
They're crazy. It's a business, bro.
So
that's why this branch is... Because they're winning. The bookmakers are winning. That's why they're opening branches and there's a company popping up every day. Because they're not in the business of making people rich. And that's what people don't get.
Mm.
They're not in the business of making people rich.
Because they make it
rich.
Look like you're going to get some money.
No. That's how they lure people in. They won't. Ask a lot of guys who gamble. Like, they've lost more than they've won. That's just the truth.
Did you ever do sports betting when you were gambling?
Yeah, I did. Eh? That's the bulk of the gambling I was doing. Nah. Yeah.
How much did you lose or win?
The most I've won was like 200K.
200K?
Yeah, which I lost as well again.
So you could stop this.
Jeez.
No. But over a while, I lost lots of cash. Lots.
How did you win the 200K?
It was football, I think. Yeah, it was football. But I played with a lot of money. Because I'd won, like, I played with like maybe like 5K. You win like 20. You play with 15, you win 40. And then you take the entire 40
and
you know what I mean? Yeah, like 3 games or whatever.
Wow.
But don't do it at home, guys. It's going to fuck you up. Trust me.
It's not, you know.
You can, if you can part with money and you've lost, then forget about it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
A lot of people try to chase their losses. And that's where they catch a lot of people, you know? They're like, yeah, let me. Then you're like, fuck, that was school shoes for my kid or whatever. You know? So don't play with money you can't afford. And yeah, don't chase your losses, bro. It's really, it's not advisable. I wouldn't advise people, you know, to see it as a way of hustling. It's difficult. Like, there's like 1% of people who make serious money from it. And those are like mathematicians, guys of algorithms and softwares. And they've like they've got offices and teams of people, you know. There's an Australian guy, he's a billionaire, literally, from that. And another guy, American guy, but is based in Hong Kong as well, you know. But those are like mathematicians. So the odds of you making a living from that thing are very slim. I wouldn't advise it.
So it's like quick money, no?
Yeah. Play for fun, bro.
I remember play I for tried fun, my not luck for... with Lotto Star. There's other
play
one
for fun.
Lotto Star.
Yeah.
I put there like 50 rand and then I was like, this is a trap. It's just full of games. Like, hopefully you're going to get a million.
Yeah, they're always going to show someone in a yacht or whatever. No one is living in a yacht from
a
gambling,
trap.
Bro. Like I said, it's like 1% of the people. No one is living in a mansion and yacht and whatever. You know what I mean?
Anyway. Yes, festive season. I come bearing gifts. Thanks to our local partner, Vaya. Which is a shoe brand. It's a local shoe brand that started in your hometown, actually, Katahong.
Oh, no. Vaya.
Yeah.
And working with them.
They gave us
new sneakers.
That's why
Uncle Moot even on the podcast.
What, Vaya?
That's a good man. Remember?
You get a shoe, Ghost Lady. Everybody gets a shoe. Everybody gets a shoe.
I was about to ask.
This is my size. Is this an 11?
Yeah, that's an 11.
All right, let me try these on, man.
I got mine as well, man. Big shout out to Vi. They've got two stores. They've got one store in Newtown.
Well, I know what I'm going to wear these.
And they've got another store at Mock Square in Pretoria. Also visit their website. I'll put their website in the description below.
We're in Pretoria? But yeah.
Store is Sammy Marks Square.
Oh, Sammy Marks.
So the entire team gets it?
Yeah, the whole team, man.
Hey.
The whole team?
The whole team.
Hey.
Team of, okay.
Yeah. Danko. And this is from your arrogant and jealous boss.
Hey, it's nine in my Lizzie, It's nine.
Do you want another size?
UK 12, man, no, 11. This is not a UK 11.
Yeah, you want another size? We'll get you another size, my dog. Don't worry about that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Shout out to Vaya, man.
Shout out to Vaya, man. Shout out to Vaya.
Also, don't forget to get the podcast and chill, call a tune, whether you're on Vodacom, Telkom, Airtel, as well as MTN. And by the way, if you're on MTN, MTN is giving away 200 Rand airtime to 50 chillers who subscribe to the podcast Call a Tune this week. Winners will be notified via SMS. This is available for MTN customers only. What network are you on, bro?
I'm on the blue one, Telkom.
Telkom.
Yeah.
Did you download the Call a Tune?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Why?
I will. How do I do it? Let me do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let me also do it now.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Chillers across Africa, please, you are invited to come in numbers to witness the honoring of Mac G for his achievement with Podcast and Chill. This is the biggest event for 2023 in the entire continent, celebrating the biggest podcast and the biggest podcast in Africa. This celebration will be hosted on the 30th of December, 2022 at Elias Nefare Eco State, Amashau Venda. This event will kickstart with the biggest historical convoy ever to be hosted. To book yourself a seat and to be part of the convoy, please visit our social media for more details. Yours sincerely, Rulani Nkuzana from Japi Mutale Foundation. He's the guy organizing all of this. That's what I got to read out, ne?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Happy days. Penduka?
Oh, happy days. I'm good.
Yeah.
I always forget stuff, but I'm good.
Ah, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, I always forget
stuff. Oh, shit,
man.
Next week is our last show, eh? Of the year.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have Taz.
And we're going to have Taz tomorrow. That's another episode.
Oh, that's a different episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. Oh, is it the Thursday episode?
Oh, yeah, we need a Thursday episode. Ah, we'll just shoot a normal one.
Oh, so we're going to shoot again during the
week. Yeah, let's just shoot a normal one. What do you think?
For Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Stop Nonsense wants to come on. He wants to respond to Tolis Mo.
Oh, nice.
Who's that?
The guy was dissing.
Jemima.
The guy, he said he's ungrateful. Jemima is one of his characters he plays with the blonde patch hair, the comedian. People know him.
Oh, so you want
to know him? Yeah, no, he wants a right of reply.
Okay, cool.
To respond to what Kumba, Tolis Mo said about him. So
cool. No,
maybe we can have a normal show, friend of the podcast, and bring him through, yeah?
All right, cool, man. We're out here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Kezo.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismacg.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.